On the phone right now, I'm pleased to be joined by Congressman Richard Hanna. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. How was your Memorial Day weekend? Busy?
Very busy. A few parades, which were all nice. One in Herkimer, Utica, Clinton, and Deansboro.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to, I saw Senator Griffo was at the New Hartford parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Joe, how you doing? He's like, well, it's pretty tired. It's been a long day. He said he had something like 8 parades he did, and I said, "Wow, that's crazy! That's got to be the busiest. That's got to be it's something different. I'll tell you that, Congressman, because I don't think I could do it."
Well, I didn't go to 8. I went to 4, and
even 4 is a lot.
I'm not complaining one bit.
Okay, so the big issue now is the debt ceiling, and
yes.
You voted against it.
Well, against raising it without conditions, yes. Yesterday, it was largely a symbolic act. I think it was designed to send a message that Congress was united in its unwillingness to raise the debt limit without some conditions to control spending going forward.
What exactly is the debt ceiling? And what tell people what that entails and what that means for
what people don't understand about the debt ceiling, that right now we're one of the few countries in the world that we cannot borrow additional money until Congress raises the debt ceiling. And right now we owe about $14.3 or $6 trillion. We have about $1.6 trillion in bills that we have committed to pay. They're last year's bills largely, and the debt ceiling will go to pay that, and I think they're going to raise it a little bit beyond that to pay some of next year's bills. But basically, it's last year's credit card. Not paying it would by all accounts, everyone I've spoken to, and certainly my experience tells me that it would cause a huge global collapse. We are, after all, the world's reserve currency, and it would ruin what is the good faith and credit of the United States.
So it
will be raised, and I think it's a matter of what kinds of concessions that Congress will get in order to raise it. But for my money, this is in many ways a very difficult game of chicken, and I would rather see it settled sooner rather than later.
What would you like to see happen to get your support behind the next raise?
Well, it's not up to me, but I do have some ideas. I believe that we really need to get our fiscal house in order. There are a number of things that we do in this country that are simply unsustainable, and those are the things we need to be talking about. We have another $1 trillion deficit next year, another trillion plus the year after, there, as far as the eye can see, and it's simply not something we can do year in and year out and sustain a viable economy. You know, you can only pump so much money out of an economy for the government before you begin to wreck the economy. And I think if you live in upstate New York, it's a clear example of how excessive regulation and taxes at so many levels for New Yorkers can cause what we all see, and that is the decline of New York State. We've lost 1 million citizens. We're going to lose a couple million, two congressional seats. And there's a lot wrong. Well, the country is on the same path. We have entitlement programs that everyone values. Everyone wants to see them go on and maintained. But they are going to break under their own weight. So we need reform in those areas. We need just general government reform in everything we do. There's so much. Having been down here for 6 months, I can tell you that it's in many ways amazing that we survived this long. Money gets thrown around in the most unabashed ways to things that you wouldn't even believe. But, you know, every program, every idea has a parent, and if they have enough political clout, they can get it funded. And the problem is, once something is funded, no one wants to see it go away.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, it just keeps on piling up, it seems like, these things. So, you know, we're in fiscal trouble. It's important that people get educated on this whole issue.
Well,
because
we need to regrow our economy.
Absolutely.
We've got millions and millions of people on unemployment and unemployed who are not contributing to the system. Medicare and Social Security are designed to be paid into, And when you're not working, you're not paying into it. And so we need to find ways to build growth in this country and put people back to work. That really should be our number one priority.
Now, what would you be in favor of a reform to the welfare system?
Which one are you?
Well, you know,
people
are just really getting fed up with the unemployment status in this country. It seems like
unemployment is never designed to be much more than a temporary help to families, and I agree with that. But what we have now is unemployment that's gone on for over 2 years. You have 99 weeks of unemployment, not quite 2 years, and it becomes a structural problem. People lose their skill sets. They get accustomed to that lifestyle, and people begin to, the underground economy grows. And on the other side, you have to be sympathetic with the fact that there just aren't good jobs available to those people. And a lot of them don't want to take lesser jobs, jobs with different hours or less pay or different benefits or less benefits. So, you know, there's a lot of problems out there. And part of it is that we simply haven't replaced the jobs that we've lost with jobs that are equally paying or better, and that we haven't seen growth in income like we need.
Congressman Richard Hanna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.